Morning, respected viewers. I often feel such despondency about politics, but just occasionally something happens to restore my faith in the human race. And there were joyous tidings from Poland yesterday. The presidential election was counted, and against all expectation, I hadn't seen this one coming, Karol Nawrocki won the election. Forgive me if I mispronounce his name. So got 51% of the vote, narrowly defeating Rafał Trzaskowski. I hope I pronounce it correct. He's got an RZ in the name, which I believe is pronounced like a J. Shall I try it again? Trzaskowski. Anyway, so the exit poll showed Trzaskowski winning, but actually the exit poll is not absolutely accurate. They just asked people leaving the polling booths, how did he vote? Some refused to answer. People might lie. And then they have people at every single polling booth from opening polls to closer polls, blah blah blah. So that was slightly off. Great. So winning by a thin margin. So it's very good news that Karol Nawrocki is winning. Karol being the equivalent of Charles as a boy's name, like Pope John Paul II was Karol Wojtyla. Okay, so I'm glad to see that he's won there. What was I going to say? The president doesn't have enormous powers. It's mostly a figurehead office, just like in the Republic of Ireland. So Nawrocki's backers are the Law and Justice Party, or the PIS. I don't know what the P and the I is, but the S is like Spravolenia. I think it's similar to Russian. So his party used to control parliament, but defeated a year and a half ago. The upcoming parliamentary elections in 2027, Donald Tusk, he's the prime minister, and he was a very senior figure in the European Union beforehand. So Nawrocki wants Poland to exercise its autonomy within the European Union. He doesn't advocate withdrawal. And there were all this stuff about, oh, we got the European Convention of Human Rights. That's wonderful. So therefore, there can be no abuse of human rights. And then the left are to say, oh, it's terrible what's happening in Poland. Well, you can't have it both ways. Even the European Convention of Human Rights guarantees human rights, or, you know, it doesn't. But because, you know, if it does, then there's nothing bad happening in Poland. Make up your mind. Nawrocki says that Poland should continue to arm and fund the Ukrainians. Remember, Poland hosts over a million Ukrainians, more so than any other European Union country. They neighbor Ukraine. And even well before the wars of Ukraine's moving in there, because it's a richer country, the Ukrainian language is very similar to Poland. Obviously, Ukraine was part of Poland for some centuries. And actually, in the early 20th century, sometimes bad blood between the two, even to the extent of civilians being massacred at either side. But anyway, I'm glad that there's no bad feeling now. So Andrzej Duda, president of Poland, he has to step down after serving two terms, if I've got that right. Now, Duda is a good guy. He defends children, saying, no, we are not going to have the mass murder of children in this country. Poland, which suffered genocide within the last 100 years, something like 20% of the Polish population being murdered by the Third Reich, they're not keen to have it done by another totalitarian ideology, and that is third wave feminism. So they're going to save their kids, and that is a good thing. And then they're the moral tutors of the European Union, only wishing the Republic of Ireland we were as good as them. And it proves the lie that the feminazis are saying all the time, that this is something to do with maternal health, when Poland has a lower incidence of maternal death than in most European countries. Malta, which also defends its children, has a lower incidence of maternal death. So it proves, as I said, it's an outright stinking lie that's used to justify the murder of little children. Goodness. I was thinking about what Jamila Jamil had to say the other day. She murdered a child because education isn't good enough. I mean, this is a non sequitur. All right, education is never going to be absolutely perfect, so let's murder every single kid. I mean, there is no country in the world which say, yeah, education's adequate, so therefore children should be protected. No. Or, there's not enough accommodation, so I'm going to murder my child. No, that's a non sequitur. Having accommodation, even not excellent accommodation, is better than being murdered, isn't it? Does she really want to go around killing all homeless people or all those people who live in crowding housing situations? This is daft and totally illogical. So these people will say anything, do anything to try and excuse their appalling crimes, or, oh, the economic situation is good enough. But wait a second, there was a good economic situation. She would say all children should be saved. No, she wouldn't. So it's absolute nonsense. She's talking rubbish. It's a total revolting lie. Some pathetic attempt to justify the murder of a defenseless child. Goodness, you think back to, say, the 19th century, when the average woman had six children and we were much poorer and housing was much more crowded and the whole family often lived in one room and most people had to leave school at 12 or, you go back to the 18th century in Ireland or lots of countries, most people didn't go to school at all. Somehow we were able to have children. All these children were saved. How on earth is it, in a world richer than ever, that murder is justified on economic grounds? It's completely ludicrous. It's a pathetic attempt to justify the murder of children. It's such a feeble, feeble excuse, this revolting argument. But anyway, come back to the redoubtable Honorable Navrocki. He's only 42. He looks rather older. He's a historian. He does not like the switch to net zero, realizes damage to the Polish economy, and Poland's had the most phenomenal economic growth over the past 20 years. I remember in 2005 at 20% unemployment. It's much lower now. They moved to Western Europe, made a lot of money, and come back, sent it back, or not come back. We have quite a few Polish people in Ireland, for instance, and he wants cordial relations with France and Germany. So no enmity towards their former enemy, and that's a very healthy thing. So he's physically fit, used to play footer, used to box and things like that. So he met Donald Trump. I know Donald Trump is not my cup of char, but that's it. He wants to prevent people declaring open season on children, whereas Donald Tusk wanted to do that. I'm very glad that he's won, and I just hope he can do more to save little children. So Poland's got like 40 million people. Its fertility rate is quite low. Nobody's obliged to have children. And nobody's obliged not to have children. You have children or not, but if you conceive a child, then this baby, he or she has the right to life because the mother and father have chosen to create this child. They may not have wanted to create this child, but they've done something which they knew could lead to the creation of a daughter or son. And obviously, that little girl or boy has the same right to life as everybody else. Is a human being. Someone with human DNA is a human being. I remember an abortionist trying a preposterous argument on me saying, "Oh well, come on, it's like saying if a hair fall, your hair falls out, that's a human being dying." No, it's not, because that's one cell of millions, my hair. That doesn't do me any harm at all. When obviously a child starts out as a single cell, and that is the whole individual. So a person's a person, no matter how small, as Dr. Seuss said. Unfortunately, he wasn't on our side on this one. So these people have the right to life. Everybody starts out for that, and the most vulnerable, they need to be protected. And I'm glad that the incoming president of Poland sees that. Protect the human. Human rights start in the womb. Okay. Now, these arguments of bodily autonomy are preposterous because that's about destroying somebody else's body totally. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then in PayPal, georgecalan79@gmail.com, and do what you can to save kids.